The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With me is Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College, because it is Halloween and that means that we are all trying to frighten each other and ourselves, which raises the question, why? What is it about being scared? What is it about scary movies? What is it about the scare that makes us like it?
Yeah, I'm drawn to this now. Are you drawn to horror movies yourself, by the way? I'm drawn to the science of scary movies because I quite
sometimes,
like it.
Sometimes, you know, you sort of have to go, okay, I'll take a deep breath and then suffer through it. But yeah, right. I'm always amazed though by the people who are obsessed by them. Anytime one comes out,
Well, there is the science of scare. We're scientists, as you know, myself, I'm a scientist. And this, what are the scariest movies ever kind of thing? And they measure people's pulse rate. 250 people watch scary movies. They measure their beats per minute in their heart, and that goes up if you're scared, obviously. And they measure the time between each heartbeat is measured as well. You get a score, right? A scare score. And they've just announced the top 20 scariest movies from this latest assessment. I haven't heard of half of them, Anton, by the way. Number one is Sinister. Have you ever heard of that one?
Never
heard of that. Number five is The Conjuring. I remember that one. Number seven is called a movie called Smile. Remember that one? That was a horrible Smile.
Vaguely. I remember the promo for it. Yeah.
But a lot
of them, like Insidious. Skinamarink?
Never heard of them. No, it's strange. I think it's not a bad job, is it, Anton, watching all these movies, having your heart rate measured, you know? But anyway, the good news is an Irish movie is at number 20. It's called Odyssey. It's by a guy called Damien McCarthy, came out this year, and that's number 20 in the top 20 scary movies.
But none
movies.
Of the classics, of Nightmare on Elm Street or Exorcist
isn't it strange?
Or any of that.
Yeah. I think it's partly because they show them more recent ones as well, maybe. There's a mix there. Maybe they don't show the same ones all the time. But certainly this top 20, if you want to get really scared, watch these top 20. Sinister got 134% increase in beats per minute for the people watching it, you know? And in the real scary moments, their heart rate went up to 131 beats per minute. So in other words, that's real evidence you're getting scared because your heart rate goes through the roof.
So is there any scientific logic as to how we get scared? As in, is it a jump scare that always works? Is it gore that works? What do we find as humans most frightening?
I think we've evolved to be scared, basically, you know, to be ready for dangers in the environment, to protect ourselves from this. And the jump scare, that's what they call it, yeah. Jump scare is like the moment when you open the door and the ghost jumps out. You go, jump, you know. Now, that's a flight response. So you make loads of adrenaline in your body. And adrenaline is the hormone. It's called the fight or flight response. You either fight the thing that's attacking you or you run away. And in a horror movie, you get the adrenaline surge. And that's what makes you feel, oh, God, that's the scare response that goes up. So that's clearly, it's an evolved thing to prepare us for being frightened. But more importantly, I think, all through history, Anton, we've told each other stories around the campfire, horror stories, you know? So this is a safe way to prepare us for the real bad event that might come. So it's almost like, again, we began doing this as a way to prepare us. But when a real fright comes, then we're sort of acclimatized to the notion of being scared. And they reckon that's why we're into this in a way.
But I can understand, therefore, the logic of why you would want to do it at a societal level. But why do individuals want the experience of being terrified? Yeah. Because it is an unpleasant experience.
It is. But again, they've measured all these hormones. So adrenaline goes through the roof. And then dopamine changes. Now, dopamine is a reward hormone. It makes you feel good. And strangely, you get loads of dopamine as well. And it's the mix of pleasure and fright seems to do something to us that makes us sense this is a good thing, right? Now, of course, you know it's safe, remember. You realise this isn't real. So when you see the axe murderer on the screen, he's not going to kill you, is he? So you kind of, your part of you knows, I'm not really in danger here. And that's a good thing, you know. And in other words, you don't run out of the cinema necessarily. But it seems to me that it seems to be a combination of the fright element and then the pleasure element as well. And as I say, it seems to be evolved that we would respond in this way.
Does it also does it have an impact on how we make memories? Do we remember a movie that terrifies us more than one that is just pleasant?
We do. Now the subgenres, aren't it? There's a real scientific aspect to this, by the way. The subgenres of horror movies. There's the slasher movie. You may be familiar with that one. The zombie movie. The demonic possession. That's a really common one. Devil's possessing us. Paranormal Activity. Witchcraft. And then vampires, of course, the famous Dracula. You know, the Irish connection there. You know, these subgenres seem to be there. But the ones that scare us the most are psychological ones that might be true. You know, in other words, you won't be as scared of a monster, really, because you know that's not real. But if it's a storyline that seems to be true, then, oh, God, you know, that really sort of puts us on edge and that really scares us. That's the one that always tops it, really.
Well, does that then mean that if we look back through history, the things that we now don't find as frightening at one point they might have? Because if you take vampires, in a lot of the traditional countries where vampires were a traditional myth or legend, many of the people would have believed them to be true. Likewise with witchcraft.
Yep.
Back in Salem, there was a good strong belief in witchcraft.
Yeah.
Does that mean that people were actually more frightened of witches and vampires back when?
Very much so, and thought that your neighbour was a witch or a vampire, for instance. You know, but of course, remember, Anton, it's very formulaic. It is the business of don't go in there, you know, and the build-up of tension is really important. And it's really about tension and release, by the way, they think. And a bungee jump, even though that isn't a horror thing, that's pleasurable because you have huge tension building up to the jump, you know, and then you survive and massive relief floods the system. It's exactly the same when you go and see a horror movie, and that scene, ultimately, it's very pleasurable is the idea.
The difference I would have thought, though, between the bungee jump and the movie is the bungee jump takes 30, 40 seconds. Committing yourself to 90 minutes, and not just, it's not that there is one moment of tension and relief. It is rolling series of tension and relief. That's a lot to say I'm going to commit.
And again, Anton, scientifically, they gap the jumps. You know, you can't have jumps every minute, because otherwise you get fed up with the jumps, you know. So every so often there's another jump to keep you interested. So it's almost like as if, as I say, there's a scientific basis to what these movie makers are doing, you know.
If there's a psychological gain through the dopamine release, is there any physiological gain? Does the fact of, is it good for the cardiovascular system? Does it stress the heart in a positive way?
You know, I've often thought that instead of going for a run to get your heart rate up, go and see a horror movie because your beats per minute will go through the roof. Yeah, so it's probably good for cardiovascular health as well. And then the pleasurable side, of course, that's got to be beneficial too. And remember, Anton, it's kind of about relieving stress. Now, it's no surprise in the times we live in, you will see zombie movies because we're all a bit frightened of certain things. It could be a virus out there. It could be, dare I mention, Trump or whatever. We have all these fears, and movie makers often reflect that in their movies. In other words, you see these different genres dominating as well, depending on what's going on in the real world.
Before I let you go, obviously most people, if they wanted to see it, they'd have to go and study biochemistry. But there is the other way to see it coming up, which is you're gigging.
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, wait, get this. On Sunday, November 3rd, the Metabolics are reforming. To help with Oasis, that's yesterday's story. So the Metabolics are back together. We're playing in Walters in Dunleary from 7 o'clock for the charity called Child Life. It's a fundraiser, so there will be a cover charge on the door. And Child Life is a great thing, Anton. It's surgeons from Ireland who go to Africa and Asia to operate on the poorest of kids during their vacations, and it's to support that. So if you want a good night out, Sunday night, the Metabolics are playing in Walters in Dunleary.
Well, enjoy it. I hope the gig goes very well as ever. Thank you very much, Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.